And I remember seeing a discussion you did on this from one of those data sets you were just talking about, where you brought up, I think, the important point that we're not talking about people who have local therapy control issues. You're talking about, like, this lady here is not being threatened by out-of-control local disease, and yet you're saying maybe you would do surgery with the hope of extending her survival. What other data are we going to see on this question?
So the ECOG study, the U.S. study, closed last year, early last year, and we're hoping for some results in 2017. That study was designed with systemic therapy first. The responders are responders or stable disease are randomized to surgery plus radiation or no further local intervention unless they need palliation. And so those results hopefully we'll see next year. The other study that's also ongoing, which is a decent sized study, is in Japan. Again, designed similarly. So there's systemic therapy up front. The responders are randomized. And they will probably close their accrual next year. So they won't have results for a little bit longer.
And what about this doc's question in terms of the type of surgery? From what I can tell, it sounds like it would be fairly easy to do breast conservation. Is that what you generally would do? And what about the axilla?
Absolutely. The axilla at the moment, so when we designed our trial, we included axillary evaluation in the trial because the question that was asked in the trial was that if you apply the same local therapy to stage 4 patients as you do to non-stage 4 patients, is that going to benefit them? But until we get information on that, I actually don't approach the axilla unless it's clinically necessary. So if there's a palpable node, I'll excise the sort of gross nodal disease. But if the axilla seems clinically free, I would not approach the axilla.